producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
That's one world, WHEY.com.
Into the building, and that was a difficult choice to have to make as well, passing people that we knew were injured and needed assistance.
Yes, obviously we're talking about what happened in San Bernardino. What you just heard there is the the police officer, the lieutenant, Mike Madden, who was on his way to lunch when the dispatcher sent out word just right away that there was an active shooter at the Inland Regional Center, not knowing specifics of what was going on there. So he got there as fast as he could. You heard him say that there. He headed for the scene. He was one of the first to get there. He got there and couldn't believe what he was seeing. He put together the team. They got into the building. And he said he had a belief at the time that people were still being shot. They went into the conference room where the shooting started and found fire alarms and people either dead or moaning in pain. He said he was shocked. Even with all the active shooter training, he mentioned that he had had on the force, 24 years on the force, and having that, he said, they just try to throw everything at you so you're prepared. But when you see what you see, what you're hearing, all of that, what you're smelling, the carnage, the gunpowder, the whole thing, he said it's just awful. And then trying to find people, passing people that you knew were injured, as he said there, they needed assistance, having to deal certainly with that and what a toll it takes on the cops. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, that's where we start. There are more stories coming out of San Bernardino. The biggest one is that the couple met on a Muslim dating website, and why that's significant is because the wife had been in the country since 2014. She quickly got in as a fiance, and they had a six-month-old baby who was with the grandmother, dumped off at the grandmother at the time, so they had obviously planned out this whole thing. Once in their home, 12 bombs that were designed specifically from a jihadist website, so they were assembled that way. There was more ammunition in the house. There was more ammunition and guns in the rented SUV that they had where they were shot after a chase and then the shootout that happened once they were stopped. The question, the motive, clearly this was a terroristic act. Is it a lone wolf lying in wait, we're going to do it, or we were trained, we're part of the ISIS brigade, and there's some details that are missing, but clearly, we know what it is. Even with the dance around this is terrorism, the conversation about gun control, the White House being vague really on pretty much all of it, saying that, this is why we have to have gun control because of what happened in San Bernardino. But the facts are the facts. And in California, they have strict gun laws. They have very strict gun laws. So these were jihadists that whether he wasn't and grew up in Southern California, then his Pakistani wife helped push him in that direction. Regardless, either way, this is what happened. Now they're finding that the killer spent almost all of the free time lately, especially at a mosque, memorizing the Quran, left the remote control bomb at the party because he had a remote control bomb that was there. So there were other things they were trying to do. And sadly, you see the picture, you see him, you hear the details. The neighbors saying that they never would have thought this. They can't imagine that this guy that they knew as just normal and nice and friendly enough was secretly planning and hiding weapons and bombs, what he was ultimately going to do at a place where he worked for 5 years. Syed Farouk. Asking the grandmother, can you babysit for a few hours? While he and his wife, Tashfeen, have a doctor's appointment. They had no doctor's appointment. They had an appointment to wreak havoc and ruin lives. And the odd thing is, for the grandmother, she's caring for the kid, then hears about this mass shooting in San Bernardino, is concerned and starts calling, gets no answer. And the reason she gets no answer is because he's involved in it. He's involved in it. And the grandmother with the child has no idea that this is happening. Well, really, his mother had no idea this was happening. The couple responsible for the massacre at a holiday party inside the Inland Regional Center concealed their plans, of course, their cachet of weapons, their explosives, their views. Investigators are especially interested in the relationship between the two because, as I said, she easily got into the country on a visa as a fiancé. But they don't know very much about her. And they tried to get away from the cops. In fact, the woman, Malik, fired an assault rifle out the back window of the SUV at the officers who were pursuing them. Wow. They met online, married last year, in Mecca, in Saudi Arabia. And the Saudi embassy in Washington confirmed that Farouk spent 9 days in Saudi Arabia in the summer of 2014. Regardless, moving forward, the conversation centers around guns, centers around innocent people. What do you do at work? More companies sending out memos, deciding that they need to practice a few techniques in case this sort of thing should happen where you're working. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. There is no reason why you should go to school, you should go to work, you should go to church or the place you worship or go to a movie theater or a mall and fear that you could be slaughtered, along with your children or grandchildren or nieces and nephews or whoever you happen to be with. Now it's just good sense to look around and kind of survey the land. Not to be overly paranoid, but to know, my friends, where you are. And if you do have to make some kind of getaway, where you're going to get away. I used to think that was just for hotels, where you would know where the exits were in case there was some kind of fire. It would just be smart to figure out, especially in bigger hotels where they're like mazes, where you needed to just be. People at the mosque that he attended in San Bernardino described Farouk, by the way, as a very nice person, very soft. Wow. Tell that to the families of the victims, the 14 and the others who are fighting for their lives, some of them, in a hospital in California right now. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Tonight, we saw what happened in San Bernardino. Obviously, we've been discussing what went on with the couple and the police chase. And ultimately, the sad part that I keep coming back to is the people who were, frankly, sitting ducks once they were being fired upon. And nobody could do anything because they had no firepower to go back after them. And then what ensued, we all know afterwards. So we have Michelle Byington with us from U.S. Law Shield. And Michelle, as you see something like this, what is going through your mind? You heard what I said about there was nobody that could answer back.
Yeah, so any time that I hear that this is a massacre, specifically dealing with a gun, that occurs on a quote-unquote gun-free zone, I just shake my head and I cringe all at the same time. Because you said it beautifully, you're a sitting duck when you're in these areas. What people need to remember is that a criminal does not respect the law. They don't respect these gun-free zones. And as we know, that's exactly what this social services building was. And so what you're effectively doing is you are creating this area where cowards know they can go into and they won't get a fight back. People are left defenseless. You are a sitting duck. You are just waiting to be a victim when you enter these gun-free zones. And so that's what these people are going to target.
Yeah. And we should tell people that you're a gun owner and that you work to really uphold the Second Amendment. You're a lawyer. You've represented lots of clients all over Texas in incidents that involve firearms. What made you go specifically niche into this?
I am a gun owner. I grew up in a family that owns and loves guns. And so when this opportunity came along, I couldn't pass it up. We work every day to represent our clients to the fullest extent who are gun owners who are forced to use their guns in either self-defense or defense of their property. And then, of course, we are very involved in the lawmaking process. Here in Texas this past summer, we had some pretty good gun laws passed, specifically open carry and campus carry. And we all know campuses, many, many college campuses across the United States, they are those gun-free zones. And time after time, we see these cowards go in there with their guns and just open up fire on people who are just sitting there waiting to be a victim.
Yeah. And it's confusing, right? I mean, I say this all the time as to what the gun laws are in every single state.
Yes, every state has a different law. Every state is different. And interestingly enough, California has some of the strictest gun laws. And they have very, very conservative gun laws. It's difficult to get a concealed carry permit in that state. And it just goes to show you that criminals, these bad guys, are going to get their hands on guns they shouldn't have their hands on to begin with. And that old adage comes true every time. The only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Yeah, and you talk about the beginning of this because this is what happened in San Bernardino, a gun-free zone. Have you seen time and time again, I certainly have just from the media point of view, that exactly what we're saying here, it doesn't work. It's not helping to push people out because, if anything, in one sense it says, hey, there's no guns here, or at least there's not supposed to be.
Right, come and get me is really what you're putting a neon sign on law-abiding citizens that they are being left defenseless and that if you are a coward, that's where you're going to go. And we see it over and over and over in movie theaters that don't allow guns. We see it at elementary schools. We see it on college campuses. That's the targets that these people choose to go after.
Yeah. You defend different people, as you mentioned, gun owners. We talked about that. Of all of the cases that you've done, what are you most proud of that you had to fight for?
I am most proud. I have a client who had to use deadly force against an individual. She is a 67-year-old woman, didn't have a concealed handgun license, but was in her home and defended her home against an unlawful intruder. And they came after her criminally. The state prosecuted her. And then after it was all said and done, she was sued civilly as well. The family came back and wanted money for a wrongful death lawsuit.
Oh.
And so I am most proud that she got out of that situation. It took about 3 years, but she got out of that situation free.
Wow, and then that's also a good reminder. These are the things that can happen to you. Here she is, like you said, she's 67. She's not thinking about that, and she's defending herself. She's defending her house.
Yes, exactly. She lives alone. She's a widow. It was the case that really made me think that I am in the place where I should be.
Yeah. When we talk about Second Amendment, we talk about, you know, firearms. You mentioned California, some of the strictest. Besides California, who else has some of the stricter gun laws that you know off the top of your head?
Oh, your usual suspects. New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, California, like we said, have the strictest gun laws in the country. And what you're doing is you're pandering to a specific political base, in my opinion. And what you're doing is you're leaving good law-abiding citizens defenseless when you have these strict gun laws because you make it so difficult to go out and either purchase a gun or to be able to carry it on you every day. There's just too much red tape, and it stops the good people from being able to possess and potentially defend themselves or third parties with a handgun when one of these madmen come in wanting to create havoc.
Yeah, and you know what the argument is? Well, look at other countries where, you know, they don't have this. Look at England. Everybody always throws up England. In England, you're not allowed to carry a gun. And look at what happens in England if we compare statistics to criminal activity and people who own guns. What do you say when people challenge you on that?
Well, I point them to the statistic that shows that once you disarm a society, violent crime increases. It's what happened in Australia when citizens were disarmed. Violent crimes just skyrocketed from sexual assault to aggravated robberies to aggravated assault. You see these crimes go up when people know that you're leaving others disarmed. So they're, of course, these crimes are going to skyrocket. When Texas passed its concealed carry law, violent crime dramatically decreased. And so you can use Texas concealed carry law, and you can look at Australia, and you can look at Britain. Their violent crimes went up when Texas went down when you arm your citizens.
Yeah, that's a good comparison. We're speaking with Michelle Byington of U.S. Law Shield. Explain to everyone what U.S. Law Shield is.
U.S. Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program. So a person who's a member of U.S. Law Shield, and they are forced to use their gun in self-defense or defense of property or even defense of a third person, U.S. Law Shield will provide a lawyer who will take you from the minute that you have to use your firearm all the way through your criminal trial, and then, like I said earlier, even through a civil trial, if that bad guy's family comes back to civilly sue you and seek monetary damages.
Yeah. As somebody who's really passionate about this, about the Second Amendment, what would you like to see happen in the United States overall, not just in Texas? Because, as you mentioned, in Texas, things are happening and laws are changing and they're favoring the right to have arms. And on campuses, we talked, you mentioned that, on campuses, that's now about available campus carry, and that's been a big change. What would you like to see happen across the board when it comes to the Second Amendment?
Now, we hear common sense, common sense, common sense all the time. And what I would like to see happen is that people step back and objectively look at the handgun. A handgun does not jump off a table all on its own and shoot up an elementary school. It does not jump up off of a table and shoot up a social services building. It is the people behind it who are the murderers, not the gun itself. So I would advocate that everybody go out and shoot a gun and see what it actually feels like to pull that trigger. And it's not something that happens very easily. And I think people are afraid of what they don't know. So what I would like to see happen is people go out to their local gun ranges, rent a handgun, and get behind it and see how it actually feels. And 9 times out of 10, I will bet that people will walk out of there feeling much better about a citizen possessing a handgun.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, quick one. The campus carry, explain that for people who don't know.
So here in Texas, campus carry passed, which means that come this August, a person who was licensed to carry a concealed handgun will be able to do so on a college campus inside of a building and around those areas. But keep in mind, here in Texas, you got to be 21 in order to have a license to carry a handgun. So it's not like you're going to have a bunch of 18-year-old frat daddies, you know,
right,
running around Texas A&M University with a handgun. These are adults. These are your PhD students. They're your faculty. They're your staff. And they are your good guys because, you know, you've got to go through the background check. You've got to go through the classes. These are your good guys who don't commit crimes. And so what I think Texas has done is made their college campuses much, much safer by allowing license holders to carry on campus.
Yeah, I agree. I like that, too. You said they go through the ropes. They do what you have to do to get the conceal and carry. Absolutely. Michelle Byington, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you for having me.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
Be honest. How many of you know what a Krampus is? And I'm not trying to make a joke. We are back here getting ready for our movie review on America Tonight. In German's world, it is Alpine folklore. Krampus is a horned figure who pushes children during the Christmas season who have misbehaved. Very opposite of Saint Nick or Santa Claus, who rewards kids with gifts. There is a movie this Christmas season called Krampus. Here's a sneak preview.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle bells.
Merry Christmas! Looks like Martha Stewart threw up in here.
This is delicious, honey.
A little dry.
Well, mine's delicious.
Mine's dry.
Do you want to trade?
It's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Okay.
With those holiday greetings
How are we going to survive Christmas with 12 people stuck in a house with no heat and no electricity?
Or food.
There's plenty of leftovers, Howard.
Beer it is.
It's the weirdest thing. There's no cars, no people.
How long can this keep up?
We heard something on the roof.
St. Nicholas is not coming this year. Instead, a much darker ancient spirit.
Those are hooves. Elk or goat?
What kind of goat walks on its hind legs?
His name is Krampus. He and his helpers did not come to give, but to take.
Hold on to each other.
He is the shadow of St. Nicholas.
It's Christmas. Nothing bad is going to happen. Are you kidding me? Yeah, if you've got a character like Krampus, it's bound to happen. So mixing the holly jolly with the scary scary. And I was in a movie theater watching some movie, and this came on, and I thought it was one of those Christmas movies that was supposed to be funny, and it quickly turned dark. So if you like the combination of taking the happy holiday, throwing in the twist of the crazy horror genre, then Krampus is for you. It may find its audience because horror is back and pretty big with some people. We move from that movie to Christmas Eve. Much different. Check this one out.
Yes. A reorganization has become necessary, which results in the termination of James Harris.
Oh, I'm getting fired?
Laid off.
But it's Christmas Eve.
Ex-employees shall not infringe upon the workspace of company.
I need you to pray for me.
Dear God, if you're there...
He's there.
Dad's going to kill me if he finds out I was fired.
Laid off.
Stop!
Back off! Get me out of here!
God help me. There's no such thing as a question without an answer. You might not know it now, but it's out there, waiting to be found. And when you find it, there's no feeling like it in the world.
Merry Christmas.
All right, so a little bit a different movie. Not, you know, obviously this typical story, the ups and downs, but certainly no Krampus. lurking somewhere to scare you when you're running off to grab some popcorn or whatever, hit the concessions. That's the good news there. And, you know, it's one of those kind of romance deals. The power outage traps six different groups of New Yorkers and inside elevators on Christmas Eve. So I get what they were trying to do here. Take the hodgepodge of the different stories and mix them together. And you've got in this movie Patrick Stewart and John Heder, and Mitch Davis is the director of this. And so it's a movie that is supposed to be one of those feel-good movies, a drama, but that takes you out on the other side. Let's put it that way. So Krampus Christmas Eve, and then our final movie. Roll it, and we'll talk about it.
All hail Macbeth, that shall be king hereafter.
I feel now the future.
My dearest love, Duncan comes here tonight.
Look like the innocent flower that be the serpent on it. All hail Macbeth, that shall be king hereafter.
Scorpions in my mind.
So you know the story of Macbeth, right? In history, go way back and think in your mind, Macbeth, and think Shakespeare. The Duke of Scotland, the prophecy from a trio of witches that he's going to become the King of Scotland. He's ambitious. He is spurred into action by an ambitious wife. He murders the king, takes the throne for himself, and it unfolds. Pretty tough to take on the role of Macbeth, but Michael Fassbender does it. And you also have Sean Harris in this. You have a slew of other actors, I think, that you would recognize. If you're into Shakespeare, then maybe you'd want to go see Macbeth. If I were a betting person, I think some of the movies that are currently out will be jammed. And I believe everybody's waiting for Star Wars to come out, and that will be huge. There is The Mockingjay Part 2, also big for many people who have followed that series. Creed is getting a little traction, which is yet another Rocky installment, but it's supposedly much better than the more recent Rockies. And I think because there's a lot of movies coming out in the next couple of weeks, and there are movies that are pretty good that are out there, a movie like Macbeth has a small interest and probably does much better streaming. I could be completely wrong, but I'm just going to say this is not going to be the giant box office draw. The horror flick Krampus has a better chance probably of being the big draw, or maybe even Christmas Eve, because traditionally there's that kind of feel-goodish movie that you may go and see at Christmas time. We'll see. If you go to the movies, send us a cheap movie review and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. What a great exchange, huh? Thanks to Daniel, my brother, technical man on this show, for his fine work, and all of you for listening. Stay tuned. Brandon Lang coming up next to take a look at this week in the NFL.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits so hard, make me say, oh my Lord, thank you.
Once again, it's time for the man, the legend, Brandon Lang, another week in the NFL. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
What's up, gorgeous?
I am loving this football this year, although from your side of it, and boy, you've had some fabulous weeks. I cannot imagine looking at all the minutiae and going on both sides of it, because I think there's been, it's been a wacky, wacky year, especially when it comes to injuries. Is it just me, or does it seem like we're seeing more injuries that are costing these teams?
Nah, I mean, it's getting on the right side is great. I'm still licking my wounds from the loss on the Pittsburgh Steelers and the manner in which I lost that game. That is, in 25 years of doing this for a living, that was arguably one of the baddest beats I have ever incurred in my life. And then Sunday night, right after that happens, I had a personal client. We had teased two games earlier in the day, and we had taken the New England-Denver total up to 43, up to 53, and went under. And here we are sitting here at 21-17. Brady completes the pass to Gronkowski up to the 40, and New England's got the first down. The game clock is at 3 minutes and 23 seconds. I look into the up top of the screen, and I see that Denver has one timeout and a two-minute warning, and my brain immediately goes to perfect. Let the play clock run down. Tom snaps it with about 2:45 to go. They run it. Denver uses their last timeout, perfect. They run it again on second down, goes down to the 2-minute warning. I go perfect. They run it on third down, it goes to a minute 15. They call a timeout, they punt it away, and now you ask Brock Osweiler to go 80 yards to beat you with no timeouts. That's exactly what went through my head as a handicapper in Florida watching the game on TV. As soon as he picked up the first down up to the 40, my brain went boom, because you have to understand something, Kate. Give me a minute because I need this platform. In the NFL, once the game clock into the game in the fourth quarter gets from 3:30 or less, you can practically run out the clock if a team has no timeouts. If they have one timeout and the 2-minute warning, you can take it to a minute 5. If they have two timeouts and the 2-minute warning, then you're stuck. They're going to have about a minute 50. That's time. That's clock management. Okay, I know it. I'm a handicapper. I've been handicapping games for 25 years. So you're telling me that when they got the first down to Gronk with 3:25 to go in the game, that McDaniels or Belichick or whatever went on between Brady and McDaniels calling a pass play, Belichick doesn't come in there because somebody says to him, hey, we can take it down to a minute, let's run the ball. And Belichick says, guys, everybody relax. We're going to run it three times. So that message didn't get to somebody, because you throw to Gronk, now you get him injured. They throw two more times and stop the clock, and Denver gets the ball back with over 2 minutes to go, timeout, 2-minute warning, and they end up losing the football game. And it's amazing to me, from the Browns at the end of the game on Monday night to New England and Denver on Sunday night, once again, these NFL coaches in a position of power and authority still don't know the ABCs of simple clock management. And, my friend, that is why the New England Patriots are no longer undefeated, because Belichick, the great man in the hoodie, forgot the simplicity of clock management.
Yeah,
and you know what? Real quick, Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels didn't even catch it. The minute they threw to Gronk, Chris Collinsworth said, what are they doing? They don't need to throw there. Neither one of those. Laurel and Hardy, two stooges, caught that.
Which is crazy. I agree with you. That's because, listen, I'm no scholar, but that's exactly what I thought. So you're right. It's insane. Yeah.
There's no way in the snow Brock Osweiler's going 80 yards, a minute to go with no timeouts to beat you needing a touchdown. It's not going to happen. Listen, and who's to say that the Patriots running it three times won't pick up the first down and take a knee?
Absolutely.
You don't even know that. There was no reason on the face of the planet Earth to throw the football there. And what was amazing to me is all week long, I never heard one person bring up the debauchery of their clock management and how Brady dropped the ball.
Yeah, which is shocking. I agree with you. Absolutely. So that's it in a ball of wax for sure. So we move forward to this week, and I always ask this open-ended question because I know that you'll sometimes see a game and say, wow, this is just a game I like, and sometimes not. Is there a game on the board that you just are saying that right now, like, wow, I like this game?
There's a couple of them. I don't know how Carolina and New Orleans isn't going to go over the posted total of 49. The first meeting was week 3. Drew Brees was out. McCown was in. He went 31 of 38 for 310 yards, including a backdoor score, made it 27-20 do. So first meeting of the year, they combined for 49, right on the number. And now you have a Saints defense that can't stop anybody. You have a Carolina offense that's averaging 29 points a game. You have a Giants offense that went in there and put up 49 on that defense. You're telling me Carolina isn't going to have their way? But I think Drew Brees, he'll have his way too. I think somebody's getting to 40, somebody's getting to 30. The back door is going to be open, and that is going to be the highest scoring game of the day. I think over the post, a total of 49, I'm absolutely in love with. And then the other game that I love, that I keep looking at it, and I'm just shaking my head saying, I just don't know how it's not going to happen, is the Colts are on a roll right now. They're on an absolute roll. Hasselbeck's playing great. They've covered 4 in a row, 6 of their last 7. They're playing good fundamental football, and that secondary of Pittsburgh is banged up. And so getting 7 here, I think, is way too many for the Colts, who I think match up well with Pittsburgh. And I got to believe Pittsburgh is banged up and hurt and tired coming back from Seattle after that game being the way it is. Now I have to get right back up, Ben playing but banged up. I think the Colts are in a great spot, plus the points.
All right, I love it. Colts, absolutely. It's been fun to see how they have changed their fates for sure. If we look at a couple of other games that are perhaps trickier, would you stay away from the Chiefs and the Raiders in Oakland?
No, just because there's a very strong trend. Not only have the Chiefs won and covered five straight this year, which is just great for Andy Reid, but for most of the past two decades, this has been a road team series. Oakland had covered eight of their last nine trips to KC. On the flip side of that, Kansas City has covered, I think, nine of the last 10 trips in Oakland. So, again, I think you have to ride Kansas City based on the road trends. I think the game you stay away from is Seattle, Minnesota. I literally am still, and it's Thursday, from that breakaway 80-yard front door cover. I've been walking bow-legged pretty much all week to the insertion of any number of things based on what happened in that game. So all that being said, I'm going to stay away and just watch that game from afar. In fact, I'm going to try to stay away from the Seattle Seahawks the rest of the year because it's very unpredictable, that football team and what they're doing. So that's going to be the game I just watch and say, okay, let's see what happens.
There you go. The other game that somebody wanted me to ask you about, but you know how we feel about big numbers, the Bengals and the Browns in Cleveland and all the stuff with Johnny Manziel doesn't matter. I mean, here we are once again for the second of this matchup of Ohio, but the number's big. It's like 10.5.
Yeah, I don't think that game can stay under the posted total. If the Ravens and the Browns can combine for 60, I got to believe that these two knuckleheads can combine for something similar. I don't think Cleveland's going to be able to stop Cincinnati. And so I think the game will find a way to go over the posted total.
What do you think we look at, like the Eagles are taking on the Patriots and the Cowboys and the Redskins are the Monday night game. Do you think that the Giants win the NFC least? Because isn't it crazy what's happened with that division?
Yeah, I think that's eventually what's going to happen. But if Washington can somehow get by Dallas, they're in the driver's seat. As far as New England is concerned, let's make sure we put this in its proper perspective. Jameis Winston and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers put up 45 points on Philadelphia. Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions put up 45 points on the Philadelphia Eagles. This line was 12.5, 13. Gronk's not playing. It's now 9.5. You get the New England Patriots at home laying single digits against anybody, you take it. I think Philadelphia gets rocked by New England.
Yes, so do I. And you wonder, Chip Kelly, is you were talking about coaches and talking about clock management. Chip Kelly, if you were Jeffrey Lurie, would you boot Chip Kelly or what would you do?
Word is they're staying with him. So we'll see what happens. So, again, his system's not working. DeMarco Murray, horrible, horrible sign. Should have kept McCoy. He fit the system better. Bradford, horrible fit. They're in trouble. They're in trouble every week. Which way you look at it. They can't stop anybody. And so I think at that value number, 9.5, the play is definitely New England.
Wow. All right, Brandon Lang, check him out at brandonlang.com. Great info.
Thanks, Kate.
Is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.